Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, Wednesday, the 20th day of June 2012. You're listening on the radio. We are simulcast on XM 166 over 100 AM and FMs. If you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, you see some skulls sitting over here on the desk. You will find out why these skulls are sitting on my desk next Monday during the syndicated radio broadcast. I'm just going to leave it at that. That is a real human skull right there, and that is a real 65 million year old, they say, crocodile skull from the era of the dinosaurs. So there it is, and I will explain all of these items, the petrified wood, the calcified fossil of a nautilus. I will explain all of this coming up on Monday. The toilet paper sitting next to it has nothing to do with it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We have a big broadcast lined up for you today. Joining us from Rio de Janeiro, site of the World Government New World Order Conference, Mark Moreno, in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, will give us a breakdown from the scene of the crime. Here's the CNSNews.com headline, and they have the video of it. UN official, Western nations, quote, don't need more cars, more TVs, whatever. Need to pay that to the United Nations, as if shutting down the economy is going to help the third world when it does the opposite. We're going to be looking at medical crimes and all these attempts to ban soft drinks, popcorn, milk, spreading from New York, not just in New York City now, with Dr. Peter Glidden, a very popular guest when he had his maiden voyage with us a few months ago. He is going to be joining us. Now, first off, though, today, a lot of times you're on somebody's radio show or you're on a TV show, and the truth slaps you upside the head, how big it is, hidden in plain view, and the fact that we have not made a big enough deal about this subject. And you'll remember last year, the FEMA camp special that I had in my hands all in, of all the shows I consulted on and appeared in with Conspiracy Theory, top show on True TV with Jesse Ventura, that show, I'd say I was 85, 90% of the research. I mean, that was my baby. And it sent Homeland Security into a conniption fit, over the re-education camps, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And I've gotten calls from program directors, and I've gotten calls from listeners, but I've been so busy, it's just feedback, that sometimes when we talk about FEMA camps and give out names, that the satellite has an EAS takeover system in it. So do some of the more advanced EAS systems at broadcast towers. Most of them are radio controlled. Some are wireless digital now. And they're breaking in there with NSA keyword software, listening for keywords, and then they scramble. They scramble the show. So I go on Mancal's radio show today, and he's listening right now via ISDN. And I go on his radio show, and a lot of the same stations that carry my show carry his show. And he was talking about how every time he talks about FEMA camps and emergency centers or Jesse Ventura's censored show, that's a topic he's really into. Every week I'm on, he seems to bring it up because he understands how big it is, that it's confirmed that Time Warner was visited by Homeland Security. It's confirmed they didn't re-air that show when they normally re-air them about 50 times over the year. It's confirmed that they went in and remotely erased the TiVos. I mean, I was sent, Time Warner executives gave me the orders saying that it was going to be taken down. I mean, I was given stuff where regional people were told, when you get calls about this, we've remotely erased it under orders from the government. So they don't want you knowing about this. We're going to break it down with the program director on air and Jesse Ventura with an interview that Mancal just did. It's going to premiere here. He did it off air when he finished his show. And we're going to get into drones. Big developments.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, blasting out worldwide. We're going to have an incredibly jam-packed transmission today, so strap yourselves in. You found at the front lines of the fight for human liberty worldwide against tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the 20th day of June, 2012, on this Wednesday transmission. And I'll tell you about the guest and everything that's coming up here in just a moment. First off, here's some of the headlines at Infowars.com. Ron Paul, there's no way I'm endorsing Romney. That's breaking at Infowars.com in the featured news section right now. He says he has the delegates, but he doesn't have the hearts and the minds of the people. Yeah, I see nothing but Obama stickers. I only see a few of those. I've never seen a Romney sticker. Richard Reeves has seen one in Dallas. That would help him if he tried to choose Rand Paul as his running mate. Might excite people, but might also alienate Ron Paul supporters. Continuing here, when will we attack Syria? Another article by Ron Paul at Infowars.com. Also, Romney, Bilderberg pick Rubio being vetted for VP. Continuing, we've got the interview yesterday with Daniel Estulin, the great game with author Daniel Estulin, breaking down world events, the latest intel from inside Bilderberg. Also, U.S.-Israel deployed Flame computer virus to slow Iranian nuclear efforts, officials say, and Flame is connected to Stuxnet. Well, of course that was from the U.S. and Israel. We told you that last year. But, oh, they'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize at the Washington Post for breaking this. What a joke. Continuing, will Russia and Chinese military forces on Syrian soil prevent Obama from bombing Syria? Another big article on that front, and a very important story that I'll cover with Mark Moreno from Rio de Janeiro, where they're openly, the UN is saying, don't let people have cars, TVs, and quote, whatever. And in Mexico and Canada are invited to join the secretive TPP, SPP negotiations for the North American Union. That is all coming up today. First off, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cover this in detail in the third hour today, ahead of Mark Moreno joining us. This is big. In fact, it's up at Infowars.com, but the place that's really covering it is DrudgeReport.com. Will you guys put that on screen for me? Thank you. And again, if you're a radio listener on XM 166 or on AM and FM, you can go, what do you mean put it on screen? We're also simulcasting video feed at PrisonPlanet.tv, and then later it's archived as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, the full archive, and then later leaks out as we want it to all over the internet and our YouTube channel. But look at the photo at DrudgeReport.com. Privilege. Privilege. Obama declares executive privilege. Is that the same privilege where he tells Congress they don't have the power of the purse or that the UN gives him orders for war now? The president doesn't have privilege to commit crimes. Did Jerry Sandusky have privilege to molest children? Did Hitler have the privilege to line people up and shoot them, even though he said he did? No, he didn't. And we'll go over some of those headlines there, because this is breaking as we speak. Obama refuses to turn over Fast and Furious documents. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to go back to our newscast from earlier this year and one we did last year, where we dug up the press conferences, because the mainstream media will not pick this up. We've put it out. We've got to do a new article. I got to get Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or somebody to do it, showing Holder and all of them and Big Sis Napolitano at meetings saying they were running gun tracing programs by the very names, not just saying they were shipping them into Mexico. Of course, they perjured themselves. It's an open and shut deal. Did Nixon have privilege? He declared executive privilege. Did that protect him? No. That's why we have the contest going to hang Obama dictator posters all over this country, because he is behaving like one, and behaving like one is trying to become one. We've got to break people out of their trance. I'd hang them up around local TV stations, and the anti-free speech people will attack it. That's what we want them to do. But side issue, we'll cover more of that later. Continuing, Obama refuses to turn over Fast and Furious documents. Flashback attacked, trying to hide behind executive privilege. I remember he did that over and over again with Bush. Grassley, assertion raises monumental questions over documents he's supposedly never seen. Again, more perjury. Issa to Holder, get ready for contempt vote. This is a constitutional crisis here, and it's clear that the Congress is in the right. Wow, I'm actually kind of liking what Congress is doing. Now, Holder's already threatened to bring out the fact that Bush was running similar programs. Difference is he didn't perjure himself on it. Report, Holder retracts claim Bush AG knew about Fast and Furious. See that little red linky? So now he's backing off. I predicted he would use that card. And from my intel, from Sully Castile and other DEA people, this was going on 6.5 years ago. Very interesting. Continuing, Obama campaign demands GOP group disclose donors. So all of that is unfolding, and Obama has declared privilege. Okay, let's stop right there. My problem is the lies are coming in so fast, I don't even have time to respond to this. And I've been in the nightmare scenario of Paul Watson being on semi-vacation the last week and a half, because I got a lot of great writers, but I can always call Paul up and in like 1 minute send him some links. He understands the angles and goes with it. And I don't get a hold of Paul the last few days on his cell phone anywhere. He's supposed to be back in England today. So, Watson, I'm calling you out here on air, buddy boy. Maisie Bird, I'm just joking. The point is he was visiting family in France. His parents moved to France. The point is that I'm so busy, I've missed a lot of stuff that's going on. I discovered this morning that there are hundreds of news articles out in the last 3 days saying I'm a liar and saying that Infowars.com is deceptive and saying that there are no drones in the skies watching the American people, and that Megyn Kelly at Fox News is wrong about a couple weeks ago reporting on our story. Our stories, we got linked on Drudge and got picked up. It was actually out of the Omaha newspaper. And she said, okay, the EPA is not spying on farmers and ranchers with drones. They're doing it with manned aircraft. Yeah, Cessnas. They even got some bigger, more expensive aircraft. But if you read the fine print of the article we linked to, in our article, EPA using drones to spy on cattle ranchers in Nebraska and Iowa, and Watson also wrote an article, this is Kurt Nimmo's article, back on June 4th, a week and a half ago. If you read it, what we link to, it's the government announcing that they're launching these and that they're using national parks as the bases. And they've built 60-plus bases. And their police from Texas to Minnesota, and I've got all those articles, saying that they're getting them through grants with Department of Defense and moving to arm them. And the 30,000 drone number comes out of the $40-plus billion funding package that the Washington Post reported on a few months ago to launch, quote, 30,000 drones by 2012, including thousands this year. Now, if you scroll down in the article, Kurt's article, you can see the link to the Omaha News article that goes over all of this. EPA defends aerial surveillance. And it just goes over that. And they've been using drones for surveillance. In fact, I have Wired Magazine and CBS where they used it on those farmers in North Dakota. And the Department of Defense Air Force ran it. The cows kept breaking into their land. They've said, that's it. Fourth time it's happened. We're keeping your cows. We've had that happen to our cows. We've had people the first time they get into somebody's property, they go, nope, we're keeping them. We're like, all right, well, I mean, that's not kosher in ranching, but it happens 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Or, you know, they get in with your prize cattle and somebody's got a breed, you know, you don't want to mix with your cows, and it gets in and sires a bunch of, you know, whatever. Sure, you can go ahead and keep cattle. That's common law. That's a side issue, though. The point is that they use drones there. I've pulled up this morning articles where they announced 3 years ago they were using drones to spy on people, and where they were using satellites 5, 6 years ago in the U.S. and Europe to spy on people. And is there runoff from your cows into a creek? Is there dust? Is there dust from your plow? Is there dust in your barn? $2,000 a day fines. I mean, this is all on record, and there are no exaggeration. Because Google gives a number. Over 300 articles the last 2 days, over 500 in the last week that I just missed, saying Alex Jones is a liar, Matt Drudge is an idiot for linking to our story, and that basically there are no drones. The LA Times is schizophrenic. They have articles about America's concerned about drones. There's fear of civil liberties. They're being launched. They're being armed. The same day, they've got articles showing a grandpa shooting the weather vane and saying, I killed the drone. And his wife goes, no, you know, you just shot the weather vane. So they've got countless articles saying it's a hoax that 30,000 drones are being launched, that predators are in the sky. And again, this is the disdain that the corporate prostitute media has. And I don't even know how to respond to this. I don't even know how to respond to this. Here it is out of the Missoulian. Ryberg backs off claim of EPA drone surveillance. And it goes on to demonize one of the local politicians resisting it. The drone story has been circulated several days by right-wing media before Ryberg wrote Jackson. Conservative, and there's a bill in Congress trying to kill drones right now. Rand Paul's introduced, and it's getting steam. So see, there's a bill in the House, and he's trying to get one introduced in the House as well through the Senate. But the point is, they know there's a major heat. They tried to roll these out in our face. It was on every newscast out there how they're going to have weapons. They're watching you. That's the way it is. Pentagon's, you know, the Secretary of the Army says we're going to put armed troops in every city. Council on Foreign Relations. And it didn't work. Everybody kind of got upset. Everybody got up in arms. States got mad. So they're like, wait. I actually have articles here saying none of this exists and there are no drones. This is how dumb they think you are. Here it is. And it goes on to say conservative talk show host Alex Jones published the bogus drone story on his website, Infowars.com, complete with a photograph of a military drone flying through blue skies. No, you're the liars. We'll be back. Stay with us. All right, for the balance of the hour, we're going to break some news right out of a science fiction movie, but it's really happening. And it needs to be investigated. The press out there that's not totally controlled and not, you know, absolute criminals working with the globalist needs to investigate this and needs to look at this. Now, just like I told you a decade ago, there was a plan to convert the entire military to drones and robots so that it wouldn't matter if the troops said no to unlawful orders. They could just have the automated systems carry it out. And now they're reporting in the LA Times and other publications that for several years, the Pentagon has had autonomous drones flying on their own, killing on their own in the sky. 30,000 drones for the U.S. skies were announced in the Washington Post. Police departments all over the United States, including five departments here in Texas, are getting armed drones. That is in the news. They've put in for Homeland Security grants. The system sold this to the public, and there was a backlash, so they did their old trick of saying, doesn't exist. And later, I'm going to get into it. Hundreds of articles, I only printed 10 or 15 or so, saying it doesn't exist and that I'm a liar. And that the EPA is not surveilling farmers. And then they go to one case and go, oh, the EPA is in their own aircraft with humans flying it, not drones. Really, I have the news articles that we link to where they've announced drone bases and that they are using drones and spy satellites. And I'm going to go over that. But instead, they just say right-wing extremist Alex Jones, he put out the article and that evil Matt Drudge picked it up. Really, I'm going to read to you Wired Magazine, Washington Post, CBS News, LA Times from the last month admitting what we reported on. I'm going to show the LA Times contradicting the LA Times. But you all saw them announce the drones. You've seen the drones. Drones are crashing all over the country and almost flying into aircraft. You know about this. I've got the London Telegraph with documents that have gone public where they're calling it the banker union and the bankers call it their new kingdom in Europe and admit they've taken over. How many years have I told you it's a banker coup? We're right. The bought and paid for media tries to sell you on tyranny. You wake up and they come after you. There's LA Times. Police employ predator drones, spy planes on home front. Now, this is a short segment. He'll be with us to the end of the hour. He's Eric Mancal Mueller, syndicated radio host. And he's got a clip that he just got where he talked to Jesse Ventura. He's going to play part of it here. He's got a program director. Also, a tape of that. We can get the director on if we want. We're probably going to pipe him in. He's connected with us from Chicago to our studios in Austin, Texas. And everything he's about to cover dovetails with the drones and all the rest of it. But remember, they announced years ago, and now it's the cell phones they admit listen to you without warrants. They announced, yes, the president's going to break in and force your phone to stop the call or the surfing and make you listen to a message from him. That's mainstream news. All of this is happening, and there's EAS in the satellites, the communication satellites, and at all the radio stations where the government can override and take over FEMA, the shadow government, and most importantly, can listen for keywords with NSA software and override it. Mancal has gotten more than 50 calls, multiple program directors. I've gotten these calls as well, that when we talk about FEMA camps, it's not all stations, they're testing it. FEMA camps, emergency centers, or Ventura show being censored, where they went in and remotely erased the information. We're going to go to Mancal right now. Mancal, we're about to go to break, but tell us what you're about to break when we come
back. Alex, this is blockbuster stuff. I mean, this is, oh my God, I'm a little bit, my hands are shaking. This is so terrifying. And you told me about this Ventura situation. We got him when he got off the plane from Mexico. He had no idea what the heck was going on. We alerted him to this. This is bigger than anybody imagined. In fact, people in TV, forget radio, people in TV didn't know the government had the powers that they have. And we're going to talk about it. I've got Jesse Ventura, his first word on it, coming up. Plus, program directors talking about how my show and your show being scrambled. I mean, good night, Irene. This is frightening.
You're right. And it's when we talk about FEMA camps. So we're going to talk to Mancal, Mancal.com.
Nobody may be hearing this right now. This may not even be on the radio right now.
By the way, you're going to have that Ventura clip, but you're also going to be... I know you have the tape from this morning of the program director who's too scared to talk with his name openly, but can we pipe him in live, too, in about 10 minutes?
Let me try to get him.
Okay, stay there.
Okay.
Mancal.com is the website. This is big, folks. This is the technocracy. This is the big secret they're going to use during martial law collapse. This is happening. Stay with us. Nixon claimed executive privilege on lying to Congress and obstructing justice. Did it work for him? He said it's not illegal if it's illegal when the president does it. Well, now Obama said there were no documents, but now he's saying executive privilege. He's not going to release them on shipping guns into Mexico. These are terrorists. They did this to blame the Second Amendment. Those memos got covered by CBS News, of all places. This is serious information, and Obama is backed into a corner. Now, listen, they put in EAS, expanding the Emergency Broadcast Center, in 1996. Now, 2 years ago, FEMA announced, hey, the president might start popping in whenever he wants, or government at large, or your local fusion center, taking over radio, TV, and your cell phone. Now it's begun in test in New York and New Jersey this year. And by the way, folks got really mad. When you're on the phone, it drops and it takes over with text and audio and soon video. Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts. LA Times says you cannot override the executive alerts from the criminal in chief. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond 1984. Now listen, it's on record that Jesse Ventura's show got censored. Threats, Homeland Security visits, I'm not supposed to get into all of it because I was told in confidence. They erased off the DVRs by remote control of the FEMA camp special. Now, Mancal, Eric Mueller with his syndicated show are on a lot of the same stations, a lot of great program directors and listeners out there that like the show, that every time he talks about FEMA camps, and they've recorded this at the stations, he's played it. Every time he talks about FEMA camps, Rex 84, things like this, he gets scrambled. That's what the EAS system does when it starts to take over. Now, they've got them in the satellites, too. It's not just at the broadcast tower wired in as the final piece of equipment. This is amazing information. So I want to bring Eric Muller, ManCow, ManCow.com, up here because he got a program director on this morning while I was on talking about it, and the program director was scared. I'm not saying the program director is bad, but folks, if we give into this fear, they win. We've got to admit this is going on, just like the drones. They admit they're launching drones. There's a backlash. Legislation's introduced at the state and federal level. Suddenly, oh, they don't exist. ManCow, what's happening here? You've got the floor. Tell folks what's happening. Get to the audio clips that you have.
I have so much to talk about. Look, firstly, Alex, just minutes ago, I mean, this news broke that Eric Holder is not going to be held responsible. I know this drives you crazy. It drives me crazy when people do it. But I want to mention something quickly. Right there on your border where you broadcast, you and I have hung out there. I mean, men, women, and children were executed. They did this so that we would see children killed, right? Always for the children. Whenever a politician mentions the children, it means you're going to lose a freedom or your taxes are going up or they're going to be some kind of fine or something. They use our children against us. So this government gave guns to drug lords. Massacres happen, including our own agent, an American agent. The documents come out about Fast and Furious. They snicker that it was about the Vin Diesel movie, Fast and Furious, and executive privilege, and they do what they want, and end of story. I mean, this is frightening. Now, you tipped me off to this Jesse Ventura situation. I talked about it. Alex, this is the story, and we'll play it here in a second, okay? And I want to say to all of your listeners, and my listeners were shocked by this. I had it on TiVo. You're my friend. You're part of it, so I have a season pass. I had it. I never got to see it. DVRs, blank DVDs, people that record these things. The government went into every home. This is a very successful show, the highest rated show on True TV. The government went into every home, went into my TiVo, and erased it. Erased this TV show that you consulted on. So we talked about it on the radio. And when we talked about it, well, they scrambled it. Now, I have on, it's actually not a program director, it's a general manager. I don't want to say who he is. He's very nervous. Because, look, these stations are licensed from the government. You have to understand, I've had government thugs come in and say, you know, you're licensed to the government. You know your mother owes this amount on her house. You have a brother that does this. You know that there's a license for his business. You know that, and that's what they do. They strong arm you so that you shut up. So I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, but this is one of the guys, you know, of many that runs the show. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I'm driving in. I'm listening to the station. It's a good interview. We're about to hear about FEMA camps. You're talking to Jesse Ventura, and all of a sudden, the station completely goes off the air. And I've just spent a lot of money on engineering work. I've had the engineers in the in the studio. I've had them at the transmitter site. Everything is tip-top. And I get in, and the engineer running the show looks like he's seen a ghost, and he said that phone's ringing off the hook, and people are calling from all over the area saying that just as you were about to finally get to the, you know, you guys had some chit-chat, and you talked about other stuff, and right when you get to the FEMA stuff, we were completely taken off the air. And we checked on it, and the transmitter was, like, powered down. Now, I'm not an engineer. I don't know what can happen, but I don't know what's going on.
I've heard this from Alex. I've heard this from 60 different people in management positions around America. Yes, you and I share several stations. Alex, can I continue?
Yes, continue with the interview.
All right. No. Look, I don't want to move in on your territory here, but let me play. I mean, we've gotten thousands of messages. I want to play some interesting messages that I received, and I also want to give out my number. We give out your website almost every day on my show. I want to give out the number. If people have witnessed this or they want to add to this conversation, I want to hear from them. 877-MAN-COW-9, 877-MAN-COW, the number 9. But
I agree. That's why I wanted to get you on today, because we've got to do a major investigation. It's admitted Homeland Security went and visited True TV and made sure it only aired once.
Right.
After the one airing, they flipped out. That's on record. That was in newspapers. that the congressman admitted that he went and had Homeland Security do this. I mean, what a thug. And yeah. Then it started getting erased off DVRs, and then I got internal stuff from a major city, yeah, Time Warner manager that, hey, if you get calls, don't answer it, but we were ordered by the government to remotely erase all of this.
Imagine the government going into your TV, into your VCR, into your DVD player, into your DVR, and erasing it.
But well, that's the future of this censorship, and we're going to talk about that later. Yeah, go to these clips.
All right, well, here's the thing. A guy actually was listening and called me, and you're going to hear that. Let me
next message.
I'm working trucking. I got everybody listening to your station. Problem is, every time Mangal talks about something extremely controversial, like the FEMA camps, the prison, stuff like that, your radio station goes out. It's completely shut out. I figure you guys might want to know.
End of message.
Okay, hold on.
Next message.
Yo, Mangal, believe it or not, every now and then you get scrambled on certain stations when you talk about certain subjects, and not all of them do it. That's how I know they're scrambling you. You should investigate some of that.
Well, we're doing it.
These antennas that they have that are cell phone towers, you might want to go research that. They're not cell phone towers. It's more like a Tesla tower that sends cable signals, cell phone communications. It even sends electricity. It does it all. And that's how they're tapping in and blocking you.
All right.
And jacking with your station.
I want the message.
Keep up the good work, man.
Okay, I want the message where the guy plays what I sound like scrambled. And it's usually when I have you on, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, listen. Yeah. We're such a small crew. You're a small crew.
Yeah.
I get program directors calling up saying that when you talk about things, the EAS cuts us off. Will you please call me? And then I've gotten so conditioned to know this is going on, I don't even have time to call them because I'm literally running 15, 16. I mean, I left here last night at 9:45 in the evening. But yes, we know this is going on, and we know that they have this power. And we know that they have openly announced that they're already breaking in with President Obama taking over people's cell phones. I mean, they're testing.
Right.
Let's ask the general manager there what he thinks of this and what his engineer thought.
Well, it's scary because when you're in my position, your priority number one isn't ratings, it isn't sales, it's to keep the license. The government can take your license from you. If they take your license from you, a lot of people don't know this, your station, your business is gone. So I have to do everything they say. In fact, I just had to order a new $1,000 box for the government. The new EAS box is $1,000, and it's mandatory that we have to have it in the studio. Whatever box we had last month, it's no longer good enough. We have to have whatever this new thing is.
And by the way, they did a takeover thing earlier in the year, and it screwed up stations all over the country. They're doing it on TV, and they admit they're going to start doing government announcements. You go to Walmarts now, they have jumbotrons with Big Sis saying, watch everyone. Highway checkpoints, the president's acting like Nixon. Again, though, this is confirmed that Homeland Security ordered the Jesse Ventura show that particular now the word is they're not going to let the third season air. But here's what I want to tell the general manager. I understand, quote, it's licensed, but they're outside their purview when they're doing this. It's time for all of us and the different broadcaster organizations to get together and defend the First Amendment, or we're going to lose it all. And they're trying to bring the fairness doctrine back in. They're trying to censor the internet. We've got to say no to these people.
Yeah. Listen, I want to play the guy listening. Can I play it, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Jesse Ventura. I don't know if you have time for this, but
yes.
Jesse responded to this situation, and you told me you couldn't reach him. He was in Mexico, and when I told him, he was shocked. And anyway, here we go.
Next message.
Yeah, Mancow, listen to what it sounds like when they're scrambling my station when you say important stuff. Listen. Yep. They're scrambling you, dude.
There you go. Jesse Ventura, do you want to hear him?
Yes, let's hear that.
All right, let's roll that. Guys, do we have it? Let's roll it. Alex wants it. Are you there, caller? Hello?
I'm here. What's up?
Okay, Jesse Ventura's on now. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I want you to hear this, Jesse. This is huge news. This is a firestorm, my friend. Okay, this is one of the station managers. I've had over 60 call me now. And what happened when Jesse Ventura and I were talking?
I'm glued to the radio, and all of a sudden it completely goes off the air.
We were yanked off the air. Nobody at your station knows how it happened. I've heard this from everybody. That's a guy that runs my show successfully in a city, pick a city, USA. And, Jesse, this has been happening.
Next message.
Yo, man, cow, believe it or not, every now and then you get scrambled on certain stations.
Next message.
Yeah, man, cow, listen to what it sounds like when they're scrambling my station when you say important stuff. Listen.
That's what it sounds like, Jesse.
Lightning.
Yep. They're scrambling you, dude.
And a message.
Morgan talking. I got everybody listening to your station. Problem is, every time Mancow talks about something extremely controversial, like the FEMA camps, the prison, stuff like that, your radio station goes out.
Alex Jones.
Shut up. I figure you guys might want to know.
And a message.
Jesse, what the hell is going on, brother? I had you on, and they yanked me off, the government.
Well, I'll tell you, you're obviously a target because you're talking about things that they don't want out to the general public. That's the best thing I can come up with. Do I know that for sure? No, I'm not privy, but, you know, it seems pretty strange. And, you know, clearly they have the power to do it. You know, they got the power to do a whole bunch of things that the general public isn't always aware of. Look at my television show. We've done 8 more episodes. They were done in November and due to go on in January. They haven't seen the light of day, and the excuse I'm getting is, oh, we still have to do some more editing.
Brother, so that's what they're going to do now. In the digital age, they just punch in a word. And any time something's mentioned that they don't want, it's just going to be removed.
Yeah, it's very well. We live in a country of censorship today. There's no doubt about it, in control. And whom do we have to blame for it? The Democrats and Republicans.
Well, that's a bit of it, Alex.
Absolutely. And again, they confirm that they erased it off TiVos everywhere. In fact, we talked to multiple big city managers of cable, and one Time Warner, a major city, who's a listener. And they sent us the order saying, don't respond. We've remotely erased this. We know you're getting calls about it. Do not respond. This is secret. And so, again, they erased it. But it's on record that congressman got caught and had to admit the secret camps for the American people in that FEMA camp threat fusion center takeover piece. And so they sent Homeland Security over there. A bunch of stuff happened behind the scenes. Break-ins, threats. I'm not supposed to get into all of it. In fact, I better shut up right now because I'm told this in confidence and then I'm not. But the congressman admits he called Time Warner and all this, and they never aired it again. And then now, this is what I've heard. When we talk about FEMA camps or we talk about NSA stuff, some of our stations get cut off. And we're not sure if it's the EAS because it's not all the stations. And you would think it's the satellite, but it would be all the stations. I think they're testing it, man, Cal. What do you think's happening?
You know, Alex, I know I'm a little bit freaked out right now. I know that we always, for years, we've had to run these tests of the emergency broadcast system, right? We run the tests so the government can jump in at any time. And little did I know when I was running those tests, which I've always heard from engineers and everybody else, were completely unnecessary. But we find out now that really it's just so they can assume control. The internet can. I mean, look at Nick Wallenda. They had a program in place when, you know, this guy, number one ratings, this stunt show. You know, the guy that walked over Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
ABC every time. It was a live event. But they had a
every time he thanked God, they would talk over him.
Well, or every time he mentioned Jesus or God, they just live on TV. They just took it right out. And words that they don't like, they're just going to remove.
Tell folks about the Academy Award winner what he told you. It's just like Shazam.
Hey, this is huge. This is huge. I wish I could name this guy. Major media outlets, I alerted them to this, and man, they were terrified when I told them this. And you can fill in the blank, Alex, but we can't do it on the air. Just like you, I can't reveal these sources or it kills me, you know, and it kills them. Look at Breitbart. I mean, I believe they literally killed him. My opinion. No, Academy Award winning director said, look, they don't want books. They don't want DVDs. They don't want anything. They want everything digital. That's what Kindle and all this stuff is about. So that if there's a book or an idea or a pamphlet or a song or something that causes trouble for the powers that be, they just push a button and it's gone.
Kindle remotely erased last year, 1984, off of hundreds of thousands of people's system. And they did it to a bunch of other books that people had bought. And I have a Supreme Court ruling today. It's up at Infowars.com where they're saying you can't even sell your used iPhone to somebody. It's copyright violation. And that's what Shazam is. I've been told by high-level national security level people. I talked to a retired NSA guy, and he said that was the plan 10 years ago, just like Shazam. He said, Alex, you know how Shazam, you can hold it up and know what it's music it is? Yeah. You know the guy that does Optimus Prime's voice? Autobots roll out. Yeah. His voice is copyrighted, and they can erase it internet-wide with a system they put out, a viral order they put out. They could erase your voice, my voice, forever in a matter of hours off the internet. This is the control of total digitization and the cloud computing grid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, look, Ayn Rand, Fountainhead, you don't like it? You just erase it, and it's gone forever. It's gone forever. 1984 or Brave New World, you push a button and it's gone. And this is what this government wants.
You push a button, Mancow's gone. You push a button, Ron Paul's gone. You push a button, Jesse Ventura's gone. You push a button, Alex Jones is gone. We've got to wake up to this. We'll be back. Mancow, stay there. We should get excited. We should get angry. A human revolt against the technocracy they're using against us. Straight ahead, more Mancow. I'm Alex Jones right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us. We're also streaming video right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. No, this is not America. Drones in the skies. The CIA director came out 2 months ago in Wired magazine and said, yeah, all your appliances are watching you. The headline was, your dishwasher is watching you. This stuff is really going on. We're paying for technology to have backdoor grids built into it. I saw a headline that the communist Chinese, everything we buy has backdoors for them. That's because the Pentagon and the people running our country demand it. This is incredible, the technocracy that's being established. We have that general manager of the radio station there, but I want people to understand something. Mancow and I are not joking, okay? It's real that they're announcing that the government's going to start taking your phone over with messages. It's real that the EAS more and more is taking stations over and they're practicing nationwide broadcast by the president. It's real that we're getting reports when we talk about certain things, it just suddenly gets scrambled. Okay, we're on a different satellite than Mancow. So this is super creepy. These are folks that will ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And I was not criticizing the general manager of that station for, you know, wanting to, you know, stay below the radar. I think that's prudent up front. But as groups, they should get together and say, no, you're not going to just take over whenever you want now. And you're not just going to, I mean, you're a general manager. I'm sure you know they're trying to tell stations now, get ready for government mandated programming where they're going to have blocks where the EAS takes over and tunes you to a frequency to make you carry their programming? I mean, are you concerned about that, sir, as a general manager of a station?
You know, I'm not concerned. What I'm concerned about is Breitbart showing up dead. And, you know, I've got little kids. You guys have little kids. I'm not some bombastic host that's out there talking about the problems. I'm some guy that, you know, tries to get advertising to support the station.
No, I understand. I understand. But they're going to get us all.
He's mentioning Breitbart because we believe Breitbart was killed.
Oh, I do too. But I mean, I understand what he's saying. He's saying this isn't, but I'm saying we've all got a dog in this fight because this is it. I mean, if they take over, that's what we've got to be afraid of.
Alex, Alex, look, I had the Secret Service come after me, good cop, bad cop, and they said, look, Bill Clinton's in town. This was for the Democratic National Convention with Bill Clinton. They said, we don't want to hear, we do not want you to mention Bill Clinton. And they talked about my mother. They talked about the radio station. At that time, $174 million license. $174 million. They said, don't say Bill Clinton's name once. We know where you live. We know your kids. We know your... And so guess what I did? I didn't say anything.
It's incredible what this country... No, exactly. I'm not criticizing anybody, but we've got to... Let me ask the guy this.
I understand people listening going, oh, what a punk, what a loser. Really? You're gonna lose everything? You're going to lose somebody $174 million? You're going to lose your family? You're going to lose your house?
No, and no, then, I understand all that. I mean, well, I've had them here, too, and I've told them to jump in the lake.
I
but
know.
The point is, But I understand that's why they want to take...
End up like Breitbart. I've got kids, man.
I understand, but we're all going to end up like Breitbart or like the Germans did if we don't turn this around. Let me give the general manager the final word on his station. All I'm saying is, do we see the danger if we all just give into this? You're obviously not giving in. You had the courage to at least call in, sir.
Yeah. I mean, giving in, it's easy to say that I'm not giving in because I'm airing, Mancow's
exactly,
show.
Exactly.
I guess the way to really push it would be to, you know, to put you on, to put him on, and let everybody, you know, with multiple voices really go crazy and really talk to people about what's going on.
Exactly.
I mean, it is scary, and they shouldn't be able to do anything to a radio station. The only thing that should take the station off the air is that the power is down, and we have backup generators for that stuff. But now we've got these boxes at my station.
Wow.
Well, look, any engineer will tell you, under the federal reg, it's got to be wired in as the final piece. It has to be in control at the tower and at the station. Incredible, sir. God bless the general manager there. Name not to be mentioned here. This is the point we've gotten to here in this country. And email us at showtips@infowars.com. If you're a program director and want to tell us about this, or if you're a listener and have witnessed it, we'll do a little bit more with Mancow than our next guest back in 60 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The bottom line here is this. The private corporate interests that are funding Al-Qaeda, funding the Communist Chinese and others don't want freedom. They want a monopoly. They want total power. They want the life extension technologies. They want it all. They're using our money to militarize police, to surveil us illegally, to launch drones against us, to put EAS systems in to take over radio, TV, computers, cell phones, and force their messages on your site. They're talking about redirecting all your websites to whitehouse.gov. This is in the news. And when there's a backlash to the drones, I'm going to cover this later, they come out and say there are no drones. I mean, literally over 500 articles the last week that I just seem to just now notice, and they're saying I'm a liar and all this. There's no drones. Even though they all announced it, I've seen them. It's on the news. They're arming them. They're arresting people with them. I've got, again, it's total disdain. They're executing their program. They're lying right to our face. This isn't our government. It's been taken over. And now, when we talk about FEMA camps and emergency centers, they're not just erasing it off the TiVo. They're not just blocking it off True TV. They're scrambling people's radio shows, selectively testing to see what they can do ahead of a total collapse. Mancow, we got about 4 minutes left. You've got the floor with points on this, but you're not joking. You brought this up, and you were flooded with stations and listeners and program directors. And I mean, this is real. This is happening.
Don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe your ears. There's nothing to see here. Just believe whatever the government tells you. Just believe whatever the government tells you.
Next message.
Yeah, Mancow, listen to what it sounds like when they're scrambling my station when you say important stuff. Listen.
When Alex and I talk, they scramble it. It's something else. You heard one of the program directors and one of the general managers earlier, 60-plus suits, business people have contacted me, but thousands of regular folk have called me. What are they so afraid of the American people hearing? A TSA agent was getting grasped and groped by a passenger in Florida yesterday. A woman groped back, and that person's now in jail for sexual assault. What they do is okay. They can do whatever they want. They can give guns, and little kids can be gunned down in Mexico. We can provide the guns. That's fine. We can't have a gun to protect ourselves. I live in Chicago. It's worse in Afghanistan right now. The Tribune is saying, and others are saying, that's a race war going on. I can't protect myself. My wife can't have a gun to protect herself. But we have guns for drug lords. The double standard of these people. Listen to Joe Biden. Can I play the Joe Biden clip of him all worked up?
Sure.
I mean, radical Islam has risen up in Egypt.
Well, the globalists are financing it.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, and now we're going to go into Syria? Why? These people want us dead. Listen to this. Our dollars When something goes wrong, well, they need more of our money, right? A big tax, when they give you a big tax discounter, it's $30. A minor tax increase cost me $800. I'm really sick of their double standard.
Play that clip, man.
Okay.
I just described you. You're the one.
Here he is talking to government workers.
Possible. We owe you. You shouldn't be vilified. You provide the safe neighborhoods. You provide the good schools. You provide the school lunch program. You provide the daycare centers. You provide the hospital. You provide the roads. You provide.
They are God.
The government. The glorious
They're
government.
They're the federal
they
family. They're
yes.
the federal family, as Janet calls it.
I say it's you and I working hard and our tax dollars. They have forgotten. I mean, the cops with the batons and a boot on the back of someone's neck, they have forgotten who's paying them. We're the boss. How did we let them become? How really? Why are we their servants? What has happened, Alex?
The attack drones are launched. The armored pillboxes, the 400 plus.
If you say something they don't like, they just cut it out.
I tell you, this is the future.
I don't even know if we're on right now, Alex.
Some areas are probably testing the censorship. We've got to push back against this. Eric Mancow Muller of Mancow.com will continue to investigate
you,
this.
Keep fighting.
And come back soon to give us the findings of your investigation.
Don't stop fighting, Alex.
All right, we've entered the Mancow Madhouse. Thank you, sir. You too. All right, we're going to look at medical tyranny straight ahead, drones, the police state, executive privilege on Fast and Furious, and war in Syria. The Spetsnaz are going in. Stay with us.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
You've got to be your own
you've
man.
You've got to be your own man.
Not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right.
Never compromise what's right.
You uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something. Or you'll fall for anything. And nowadays, a lot of people think that's stupid, and that's why our country's going to hell in a handbasket. Put up with anything. Armed drones in the skies against us. We've got the federal government launching Homeland Security and the Pentagon against the farmers with the Rural Council. We've got the Secretary of the Army and the Council on Foreign Relations announcing 2 weeks ago they're going to put combat brigades in every major city to deal with the American people and call in airstrikes against us. This is all in the news. They came out and announced the drones for us in the last month, trying to break our will. People backlashed, so they hit the psych warfare button and had 500-plus articles the last week. I just noticed this morning. Saying, I'm a liar, and there's no drones, no armed drones, and no drones watching farmers. They must have missed the North Dakota family arrested on their farm. They must have missed all the L.A. Times, you name it, reporting on drones and fixed-wing aircraft watching people. But they ran the hoax and even got Fox News' Megyn Kelly to say, okay, they're watching farmers and their cows with manned aircraft. Well, in that particular case, this is a little game they play. They think you're stupid. Just like 10 years ago, their lie was there is no mercury in the vaccines. And then we told people, and others did, read the insert, demand the insert, the Marisol, mercury. Then they said, okay, the Marisol is good for you. I actually have national and local newscast. We've played it probably 200 times. I'm not going to play it again. You know what? I actually do queue up later. It'll take mercury is good for you. It's on YouTube, CBS News. That mercury is good for children's brains. Now, mercury is the most deadly heavy metal that causes electrochemical explosions in the brain. I've had brain surgeons, neurologists. I've shown you electron microscope footage from the University of Calgary and the University in London neurosurgery, showing different with human brain tissue in a petri dish and pig tissue, brain tissue, very similar to ours, the electrochemical explosions that happen with mercury. Now, they tell you there's no drones after saying there's drones. It's just like, don't run where your friends in Mars Attacks, where they're running around with their ray guns shooting people, and they go, don't run. People stop, they shoot them. disintegrate them and go, I mean, it's the same thing. Don't run. We are your friends. This is a standard. We've got to get that clip from Mars Attacks where they're running around with a broadcaster going, don't run. We are your friends. Don't run. We are your friends. I mean, that's all this is. There's no checkpoints. There's no mercury in the shots. Oh, there is. It's good for you. Oh, we ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. We have executive privilege. Oh, we didn't know about that, but we did. Oh, I mean, just crime after crime after crime after crime after crime. And now they've got EAS breaking in on cell phones, computers. It's in the news. They're testing it state by state. And it's just frying things. People are on the phone with their sick grandmother. It breaks in with an announcement from Obama. Thousands of stores and malls have huge jumbotrons saying, report your neighbors, trust no one. I mean, we've got video of it. They're just sinking us into this martial law. Hundreds of armored pillboxes for highway checkpoints. 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 cal. The Army admits they're building re-education camps, admits the document we got is real, and no news coverage of it. And we talk about it, and they cut stuff off. And then we're talking to a program director slash manager earlier when ManCow's on. We're going to our next guest. And he's like, well, no, I called in, and I guess I put more of you guys on the air, but, I mean, I got a family. I'm just trying to – that's the point. You're not going to have a family if you don't stand up and fight for freedom. And I don't mean overseas fighting globalist-created al-Qaeda, who they give Libya and Syria. And, you know, put the Muslim Brotherhood in and basically kill Mubarak, you know, now that the transition's happened. You know, he's brain dead now, right on time. They're taking over. It's happened in history over and over again. And, folks – they're putting a police state in because they're planning to fully collapse the economy. I mean, I have a Financial Times of London article we're going to cover at the start of the next hour because we have a guest we're about to go to, where documents were leaked out of the EU, confirmed EU Parliament, saying we are creating a banker union, we are run by megabanks. And all the major ministers are former Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, or other megabanks, you know, the big French bank, you name it, Societal Generale, however you say it, I can't speak French. I mean, this is in your face. Banker union. How many years have I told you? It's a banker union. That's their word. A banker technocracy where all the tech and everything you buy has smart meters wired into it to watch, listen, and control you. And now stations know this. They're getting now weekly calls, not monthly, not twice a year, to test the EAS. There's more and more break-ins, more and more announcements, more and more tattletale billboards going up, more and more militarization of police, more and more arming against us as they implode Europe and get ready to implode us here, while telling us that our economy's never been better. We're not going to get out of this without kicking them out. You understand? Because it's a planned takeover. That's how we could tell you 15, 16, 17 years ago, everything that would transpire. Now, that's enough for me on that subject. I wanted to get Dr. Peter Glidden back on because it was such a popular response, and he'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Then I'll cover news for 30 minutes to take calls. Then I've got from Rio de Janeiro, Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, former top congressional advisor. They're openly announcing world government, cutting off our resources down there. Here's the headline, UN official, Western nations don't need more cars, more TVs, whatever. Needs to be paid to world government. Dr. Peter Glidden, BSND, naturopathic doctor, received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, earned his ND from University in Seattle, Washington. This is barrister or baster. I can't read anything. I'm public school educated. Dr. Peter Glidden is an outspoken advocate of holistic health. For more than two decades, he's been treating people with naturopathic therapeutics, including homeopathy, heavy metal, chelation, herbal medicine, and bioidentical hormone supplementation. I'm not going to go over the whole deal, you know, all the lectures he's given, the information he's put out. It's just amazing. His new book, The MD Emperor Has No Clothes, is a jaw-dropping expose of the shortcomings of the conventional MD-directed medicine and the unrelated excellence of holistic medical treatments, or the unrevealed. Okay, now let's just stop right there. I'm so hyped up, folks, I can barely talk right now. I'm talking 100 miles an hour because so much is happening. Obama's been caught perjuring. He's now declared executive privilege. It's shades of Nixon. All of that's going on. We've confirmed from 60 stations that ManCow's on that they're, whenever I'm on the show talking about FEMA camps, they scramble us. Again, ladies and gentlemen, when I used to just be on shortwave, they would move Voice of America over and jam us publicly, or they'd have the Chinese do it. I mean, they do not want this information getting out because it's so horrible. If people really discover their re-education camps, if they really discover this before they're able to roll it out with some new staged event, we're going to win. All right, enough from me. Again, Dr. Peter Glidden joins us to get into a host of issues. Why are we going from 1 in 25,300 with autism 30 years ago to 1 in 58? It's 1 in 40-something in South Korea, the only country with higher vaccine rates than we do. Why is obesity on the rise? What's happening? What's all this stuff about trying to ban sugar drinks and milk and popcorn, but not aspartame, GMO, the rest of it? Dr. Glidden's going to talk about all of this. Dr. Glidden, you know I'm ranting here today. What do you have to say about what I've said so far?
Alex, I'm with you 1,000%. And let me tell you something. You know, all of this stuff that's going on right now about controlling our minds, controlling our pocketbooks, controlling everything. Well, you know, it's been happening in the background, right? Well, I've got news for you. For the last 100 years, since 1920, since something called the Flexner Report, the exact same thing has happened in medicine, but it's happened right in front of your face. And, you know, the best place to hide something is right in front of your face. Since the 1920s, the medical theater in the United States has been completely dominated by the MDs. Now, you know, MDs do not own medicine. MDs are trained in one aspect of medical science and one aspect of medical science only. And that aspect of medical science is really good for surgery, for trauma. You know, you got a bullet in your arm, you got a third degree burn, or in a handful of infectious diseases. But that's it. However, they have brainwashed you and me and everybody else in this country to believe that MD-directed medicine is the only medicine for everything and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack. And while we have let this profession control and monopolize the medical theater, our health has gone to hell in a handbasket. Autism rising, Alzheimer's rising, blood pressure rising, obesity rising, life expectancy falling, the leading cause of bankruptcy, medical bills. This is not because of financial profiteering by pharmaceutical companies. It is not because of insurance fraud. It is not because of anything other than one thing that only myself and Dr. Wallach are talking about. The reason we have a healthcare crisis in this country, the reason we're dropping like flies, is because MD-directed medical treatments for chronic illness do not work. And the best thing that anybody in this listening audience can do, if you have a chronic health disease condition, if you have asthma, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, insomnia, heartburn, fire your MD now. Stop going to your MD. The only thing these people are good for is trauma, surgery, and a handful of infectious disease. I'm right there with you, brother. As bad as you think it is as far as government stuff going on in the background, it's 100 times worse with medical stuff going on right in front of our face and we don't even see it.
Let's break down some of that history, how the Rockefellers openly took over medicine about 90 years ago. And then I want to look at some of the most deadly things that they're putting in the food, obviously by design to degenerate us and then sell us treatments for the disease they've given us. We'll be right back.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
You know, we've seen in the news, if you've been paying attention, the Rangers broadcaster went into a fit of mindless gibbering. And this is happening more and more on television with people. It's happening in parliaments and congresses in the Western world. And every time it happens, you end up finding out they're on Prozac, Zoloft, drugs like this. The zombie face eater, he was on psychotropic drugs, we later learned. They blamed it on illegal drugs. And again, it's just the curse of this system. I've seen numbers of breast cancer up 2,000, 3,000%. The U.S. leads it. And, Doc, it's always, oh, we need to find the cure, not, hey, why is this exploding? I mean, because you were saying earlier, we're leading the pack and everything, and everything's increasing. I disagree. Everything is exploding. I mean, almost everyone I know has cancer or knows someone that does. Young people, pediatric cancer up over 10,000%. I mean, we talk about this. What is going on, Dr. Glidden?
The problem is with cancer, and the problem is with chronic disease, that the people that are in charge of our healthcare, the MDs, their philosophy of training, the MDs are not trained in medicine. MDs are trained in allopathic medicine. I'm not trained in medicine. I'm trained in naturopathic medicine. There's chiropractic medicine, homeopathic medicine. You know, there's a lot of different slices of the medical pie. The slice of the medical pie that the MDs are trained in is one very small section. And, you know, their view, their understanding of health and illness is seen through a lens. They're like colorblind art critics. MDs are like colorblind art critics. They can only see certain things, and they are blind to a great deal of information that makes their therapeutics fail. But their profession is so full of hubris and so arrogant and has been in the driver's seat for so long that they think their you-know-what doesn't stink. And so instead of reinvestigating their perspective, instead of reinvestigating their stance, their understanding of the genesis of disease, when their treatments fail, and let me tell you something, their treatments are failing all over the planet. Instead of looking at themselves and, you know, taking a different tact, which a sane person would do, they blame the patient. Oh, it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the medical profession's. It's not the MD's perspective. It's the patient's gene. Or it's got to be genetic. This is the greatest scapegoat that the MDs are using to cover up.
Oh, yeah. I have a clip in Endgame of the head of the state psychiatric board. The state reps are saying, why are over two-thirds of the foster kids on psychotropics, an average of 7? Because there's been a big expose about them killing them with some of these drugs. And they said they have bad genes. They come from bad gene pools. They're bad people. I mean, that's a quote. Here's the Daily Mail. Top doctor chilling claim. The National Health Service kills off 130,000 elderly patients every year. They won't give them treatments over there. Now they're talking about government-run healthcare here. We see these top bioethicists who are eugenicists, Dr. Glidden, saying, let's kill old people. Let's kill kids up to age 3, even if they're healthy. There's more than just arrogant MDs. That's the grassroots, as you say. What about the overall eugenics angle? It's not just bad MDs that are causing pediatric cancers to go up 10,000%.
Well, look, here's the deal. To a large extent, it is. And there's a point here that needs to be understood. The type of the aspect of medicine and health that MDs are trained in is one small aspect. So, for instance, let's say you and I had scurvy, right? Scurvy is caused by not enough vitamin C. That's what causes it. And scurvy is a nasty, debilitating, horrifying disease, and it'll kill you. It's caused by not enough vitamin C. If you have scurvy, you take vitamin C, it goes away. If you went to a doctor and you had scurvy, and that doctor did not know anything about medical nutrition, had zero training, zero respect, zero experience with medical nutrition, they would not know that it was a vitamin C deficiency disease. So they would throw drug after designer drug and surgery at your condition.
And that's what they do now. I was reading that a lot of people actually do have scurvy-like symptoms, and then they're just dead because the MD won't tell them.
Their therapist, well, they don't know. This is the problem. The MD doesn't know. They don't know. They don't know. They're only trained in drugs and surgery. Look, I'm trained in drugs and surgery. Drugs are like guns. Nothing wrong with a drug. It's how it's used. The way that drugs are used by the MDs in the United States, it's the leading cause of death. Let me say it again. The leading cause of death in the United States are therapeutics delivered by MDs. It's more than heart disease and more than cancer. And because we don't know there are science-based alternatives, we keep going back to these.
All right, let's talk about
every time we get sick.
Let's talk about those numbers, because even the FDA has come out and admitted that one of the biggest causes of death, they say number 3, is hospitals and prescribed drugs. And then I want to look at some of your research and Dr. Wallach's research on what people can do. We'll be right back with Dr. Glidden.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I did a lot of research into health because I dedicated myself to working 17, 18 hours a day from about 1996 until about 3 years ago. And before, I was in great health, jogged 6 miles every other day, lifted weights almost every day, looked like Bruce Lee or something, and I just totally quit it. Didn't exercise other than occasionally going hiking for years, and I gained about 80 pounds. I've only lost about 42 of it or so. And for the last 4 or 5 years, I tried to exercise, tried to eat less, couldn't lose weight. And that's one reason I've got Dr. Peter Glidden here. I began to do research and found the great longevity products that we promote at InfoWarsTeam.com. We have discounted there with free shipping if you sign up for AutoShip. And I got into it and lost, you know, like 5 pounds or so when I couldn't lose weight before. And it's not even advertised as weight loss beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, things like that. It's just that if you religiously take it, you will get the minerals and the vitamins you need because the soils have been debilitated. That's a simplified breakdown. I want to get Dr. Glidden's take here in a moment on that. And you will immediately, at least I have, and everybody I know has, more stamina. Your brain works better. You're not as hungry. In fact, I've been even exercising less than I was when I, you know, before I got on it, and have lost more weight than I was when I was exercising really, really hard. But I need to go ahead and apply all the exercise and then go ahead and lose the rest of the weight. But the point is, they don't even advertise Beyond Tangy Tangerine available, discounted there at InfoWarsTeam.com or Pollen Burst and all that as a weight loss thing. It's just get the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients you need. My skin, my fingernails, my hair, everything started growing faster. Just an amazing response. And that's just a couple of the products. There's hundreds of them. We've got them all listed right there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And your purchase also supports the broadcast. There's a business opportunity if you want to become a distributor. We're actually looking for people that are, you know, understand health and issues like that, who want to be managers in the organization we're growing. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. But the main push is simply about people rediscovering health. And this is not being really taught by anybody else out there. They don't even advertise this, again, as weight loss type stuff. And that's what's so exciting about it. Now, Aaron Dykes totally follows the program. He takes like 10 different things. I only take 3 different things. Essential fatty acids, Pollen Burst, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I'm starting to take a few of the other things. I've just never been somebody taking pills, somebody drinking, you know, vitamin drinks. Sometimes I catch myself for a day or two not doing it. And I'm like, wow, that's why I've been so hungry. I've got to drink my Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I just get so busy that, hey, bring some food in. I'll shovel it in my face during a break. But if you stay with the program, it's amazing responses. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. He starved himself. He exercised every day and couldn't lose the weight. 92 pounds. We're going to do a whole video soon showing the before and after. But those of you that watch the show online at PrisonPlanet.tv, you've seen the difference. Or folks out there on the radio, just Google Aaron Dykes and then look at, you know, videos he did a few years ago or a year ago versus now. In a year, 92 pounds, and it wasn't even hard because he religiously follows the stuff that has, you know, been developed by Dr. Wallach and Glidden and people like Ben Fuchs. Again, I've only partially followed it and had incredible results. And I'm going to go back to our guest here and get into the facts that are so important and also open the phones up if you have any quick questions for him at 800-259-9231. But people that have Alzheimer's, you know, their skin's rotting off. They've got, you know, scurvy, basically. They're on statin drugs that attack the brain. I've had brain surgeons on breaking that down. They won't tell them it's vitamin and mineral deficiencies and autoimmune problems and inflammation on the brain, according to the medical doctors I've had on. They just tell them, here, take these drugs and kill them, basically. The system at the top, the eugenicists, know exactly what they're doing. Ted Anderson's dad went on it. Memory came back. Could go fishing. It was incredible. The doctor tested his blood and said, vitamin K's up. What's he on? He's on this vitamin mix, really powerful, Beyond Tangy Tangerine and EFAs, essential fatty acids from flax and fish and things. And they said, nope, can't have it. Boom, dad's gone. And I've been given permission by Ted to talk about that, even though it's very sad, because the doctor is God. I mean, this is the real deal. And I'm not even saying it's a total silver bullet, but compared to what they're doing, compared to what they're selling in the whole establishment medical system, this is the biggest revolution I know of. Not drinking fluoride water, trying to get healthy, not fighting with your family, getting involved locally, politically. But you know, the big things we can really do individually is take action. Is take action and get ourselves healthy one step at a time. Don't imagine overnight results, but just watch the cumulative results is nothing less than staggering. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number there if you have any questions or want to become a distributor or just sign up for $10 and get, you know, it's kind of like Costco or something, get the discount on all the products when you become a member, or you can just buy the product straight up at InfoWarsTeam.com, and your purchase makes what we do here possible as well. So I want to thank all of you for that support as well. You can also call 877-551-1301 if you have any questions, 877-551-1301. Now, I'm ranting here with Dr. Peter Glidden joining us via video Skype for the radio audience. He's not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. People always say, you're people watching? Yeah, 95% of the audience is undoubtedly radio, but I'm always saying watching. I've got to make that point. Explain, you know, maybe the top 10 diseases out there, and obesity and neurological disorders, all this, bone disorders off the chart. What is happening in nutrition? Why, even if it's organic fruits and vegetables a lot of times, why is it so debilitated? What is the secret that Dr. Wallach's discovered?
Well, there are 91 essential nutrients that the human body needs, or 90, depending on who you talk to. Let's say 90 essential nutrients. And you cannot get all 90 nutrients from food. It's impossible. You can't do it. So it is only a matter of time, unless you are supplementing with nutritional supplements made from good absorbable recipes. It's only a matter of time until your body runs out of something. And then something breaks. So you run out of vitamin C, you get scurvy. You run out of calcium, you get high blood pressure. You get arthritis. You get type 2 diabetes. The majority, over 95% of all chronic diseases are caused by nutrient deficiencies. That's what they're caused by. You don't get high blood pressure because you have a hydrochlorothiazide deficiency. You don't get arthritis of the knee because you don't have enough Enbrel in your body, and so forth and so on.
Or Vioxx.
The reason that chronic, the reason that chronic disease is generated is because your body has simply run out of the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. It's that simple. The tragedy here in the United States is that the medical profession that is in charge of our health, the MD-directed pharmaceutical-centrist medical profession, they do not know this. MDs have no training, no appreciation, no respect, and no clinical experience with nutrition. So they don't know.
Well, I've seen studies in the mainstream news, Doc, that the worst food anywhere is what's served at hospitals.
Well, it's true. And look, quite frankly, you wouldn't take your laptop to a plumber to get it fixed, right? Or more appropriately, you wouldn't take your laptop to an electrician to get it fixed. They both deal with electricity, right? But the electrician's the wrong guy to fix your laptop. Well, taking your body with a chronic illness to an MD, that's the wrong guy for the job. And this is why our health is suffering. I will give you a quick example. From our point of view, autism is not related to mercury toxicity. Mercury toxicity is a very big deal. It was a very big deal. And I was one of the first naturopathic physicians in this country to do heavy metal chelation to remove mercury from the body. I know what I'm talking about. From our point of view, autism is caused by chronic nutrient deficiencies in the embryo as it's developing in the womb. The mother is egregiously undernutrified. And do you know why the mother is egregiously nutrified? Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Whole grains are some of the worst foods that anybody can eat. When you eat whole grains, they destroy the tissue in the intestinal tract that absorbs nutrients. And in this country, in the last 40 years, there's been a 65% increase in grain consumption. And that is what is driving autism forward from our point of view. And this is the tip of the iceberg. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have arthritis, if you have type 2 diabetes, if you have heartburn, if you have eczema, if you have any chronic health condition, and you have it for more than 6 months, you have gone to the wrong doctor. You cannot fix a nutrient deficiency disease with a drug. And when you try, it will kill you which is why MD-directed treatments kill 780,000 people a year, heart disease kills 700,000, and cancer kills 550,000, which leads to the unbelievable statistic that your MD is more dangerous than cancer. Fire your MD now. By the way, Alex, that's the name of my radio program right here on the GCN network. Fire your MD now, folks. We talk about these subjects every day from 4 to 5 Central. You need to educate yourself. You need to pull back the curtain on when drugs are good and when they're bad, and what you can do right now, like Alex did, like the members of his staff did, to recover their health, because it is easy. It is easier than falling off a potato truck to recover your health, but you don't know what you don't know.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And okay, so I'm taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst instead of drinking the afternoon coffee, and I am taking essential fatty acids whenever it's late at night and I'm starving. I want to, you know, go to the store and get Bluebell ice cream. And I've lost, like falling off a potato truck, 42 pounds, and then it just stopped. I feel great. I feel super aggressive, like when I was 18 years old. That's a problem, though, because I was pretty aggressive when I was 18 years old. I'm seething, basically, and I'm almost afraid to do everything else Aaron's doing. What else should I start using that we promote at InfoWarsTeam.com?
Well, the biggest deal here is to secure a nutrient program that gives you all 90 essential nutrients. You know, you don't need 50 nutrients, you don't need 60, you don't need 70, you need 90.
And so I'm getting that with Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
No, you're not. You're getting all 90 essential nutrients in one healthy start pack. One healthy start pack, which is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids, and the liquid calcium. Those three all together give you, me, and everybody else.
And by the way, Ted Anderson, this really happened. Ted was limping, was going to get surgery. That's why about a year and a half ago he said, you got to get involved in this. He goes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's
the deal. He took that liquid stuff. I only take it sometimes. My wife takes it in the big bottle. What's it called?
Osteo FX.
Yeah. He took that for 6 months, and the knee doesn't need surgery, and the MDs were blown away.
Well, Theo Ratliff, the oldest or the second oldest player in the NBA. He just retired from the LA Lakers, $100 million in NBA contracts, right? 12 years ago, his team doctors and his trainers told him that he was done because he had bone spurs, he had osteoporosis in his wrists, he had ligaments and tendons that were horrible. They told him he was done. His career was over. He called Dr. Wallach up, said, Doc, what do I do? Doc said, stop eating these foods, start eating these foods, and take your healthy start pack. Theo took his healthy start pack, followed Wallach's advice. The next year, he came back after his team doctors told him he was done. The next 3 years, he led the league in rebound recoveries. And from the time that his doctors told him he was done until he retired, he made an extra $38 million. And that's Dr. Wallach driving the bus, ladies and gentlemen. No kidding. Dr. Wallach has forgotten more about medicine than most physicians know. His therapeutics for, you know, healthy blood sugar, healthy bones and joints, you name it, are unparalleled in the world of holistic medicine.
And let me stop you. Let me stop you.
Years, Alex.
Theo is on record that he made that $100 million because of the fact that he wasn't being told that all that sweating, all the real vitamins and minerals were coming out of him. He talks about how it was basically instant when he got on the Youngevity products. People don't understand. Youngevity is one of the now most successful and biggest companies out there. Hundreds and hundreds of products that they've developed or products they like that they buy that are available discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. This is a revolution against the system. And now I was reading where overall longevity in the NBA is increasing and in sports, not just with him, but with others as they discover this, because their team people weren't telling them they needed 90 minerals and other essential elements. Continue.
Well, you don't know what you don't know, and this is the deal. You know, we are on the cutting edge of medical nutrition thanks to decades of Dr. Wallach's research. And by the way, it's interesting because all of the research that informs everything that the Youngevity company sells, all of the research was because of mercury toxicity in Minamata, Japan in the 1960s. It was a big deal. There was mercury poisoning. Everybody in Minamata Village got poisoned by mercury, and hundreds of people died. Everybody got sick, and all the kids that were born were like Frankenstein because of mercury poisoning. The scientific community freaked out. it sent a shockwave through the scientific community because they thought it was, you know, an extinction level event. If mercury can do this, what about lead and PCBs and everything else? So they put together a $25 million 12-year project to figure out the net negative effects of pollution and how to increase body health. And you know who was in charge of all of that? Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach was in charge of $25 million of federally funded research that took place over 12 years, and that research dialed in the medical nutrition as we know it today. This is not theoretical mumbo-jumbo, folks. This is science-based, clinically verified stuff that you can do right now. But your MD either does not know this or does not want you to know this because medicine in the United States is a for-profit industry.
Well, MDs have been caught. My dad has a friend who just won a lawsuit against the doctor where he needed two stents in his heart, maybe. And instead he put something like a dozen in just to make money, and it turned out he'd been doing it to a lot of people. A lot of these guys are cold-blooded mercenaries who literally do whatever they want and could care less about you. What's going on with the calcification of the arteries?
Well, calcification, there's two things that clog arteries. One is cholesterol and the other is calcium. When you have calcium in your arteries, it's because you don't have calcium in your blood. It's because you don't have enough magnesium. The main cause of calcium deposition in arteries is not enough magnesium in your blood, period. It's not genetic. It's not the aging process. It's not anything. And by the way, if any medical professional tells you that your condition is genetic, I want you to take a breath, take two steps forward and say, really, doctor, it's genetic? Which gene would that be? It ain't genetic. Medical doctors say things are genetic.
Yeah, they haven't even tested your genes, and they just throw it out. What happens is genes will make you have a higher proclivity, from my research, from mainline, even mainline science. If you have deficiencies, traumas, toxins, it will trigger it faster with somebody's genetics. But it isn't a death sentence generally.
Yeah, that's called epigenetics, and there's a big difference, right? You know, genetic stuff is like the color of your eyes. There's nothing I can do to change the color of your eyes. That's built in. That's genetic. But things like type 2 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis
and
asthma.
What about MS and all this stuff exploding? I mean, it's just everywhere. Almost everybody I know is getting MS or this or that. I mean, neurological disorders. We're going to talk about when we come back. Your phone call's coming up as well. Find out more, InfoWarsTeam.com. I'm going to explain to TV and radio listeners why I have a human skull here in my hands, why I have a prehistoric crocodile skull from 65 million years ago, they say, here on my desk. Yes, a real skull from India. My dad got this when he was in medical school. Back in the day, they told him to actually, they needed these for class. Shortly after he got out of school, they banned importation from India. This used to be their biggest export, was all the homeless folks. They put them down in chambers with a bunch of beetles to eat the skin off, then they'd cure the bones a few years and then ship them into the U.S. Now they have plastic bones. This is a real skull I'm holding here in my hands. See, we're a biomechanical creatures. And the globalists know this. I mean, you've got the minions of the system, the MDs, that are taught to be arrogant and think that they run the whole system. But in truth, it's part of a larger program. I want to keep Dr. Glidden a little bit with us in the next hour. Then I've got to get into drones, huge banking news, and Mark Morano's joining us. But it really is amazing that the power structure certainly knows this. Has your research looked into the same areas that I've looked into about the Rockefellers taking over medicine and the rest of it, Doctor?
Oh, man, that's everything. I mean, before the 1920s in the United States, there was a relatively level playing field. Nobody had the upper hand. You know, you had the chiropractors, the osteopaths, the homeopaths, the herbalists, and the MDs. And nobody really had the upper hand. But then the Rockefellers and the Carnegie Corporation specifically, they hired this guy named Adolf Flexner to go all around the country. And Flexner, it took him 5 years. Flexner did an inventory of all of the medical schools and hospitals in the U.S. that were prescribing drugs. And he brought that list back to the Carnegies. It's infamously called I'll think of it in a minute. The Flexner Report, the Flexner Report. And the Carnegies then gave millions of dollars of free money to the hospitals and the medical schools that were prescribing drugs. And that was the beginning of the end for all other types of medicine. They also glad-handed legislators in this country to pass laws that made it illegal to practice medicine unless you prescribe drugs. Now, most people today don't know that this happened. Most people today incorrectly assume that the MDs are the top dog in medicine because their therapeutics are safer, more effective, more scientific. That's not correct.
No, it's just like Big Pharma banning. It's just like Big Pharma getting laws passed to ban real raw milk, which is totally legal in France and sold out of vending machines, and is safer and better for you, and literally is like a live vaccine. They make their money out of creating monopolies, and now they want to shut down what's left of the herbalist. Tell folks about that, Codex Alimentarius, the open push now to restrict people as they rediscover this from getting their hands on vitamins, minerals, herbs, which are the real original drugs that every culture has used that come from the earth.
Well, in the United States, we're lucky because currently there is a law in place called DSHEA, which is an acronym for the Dietary Supplement Health Enforcement Act. And that law draws a line in the sand that keeps the pharmaceutical industry out of the vitamin industry. So in the U.S. right now, we have access to vitamins and minerals without an MD's prescription. And you know who was one of the operative players in the passage of that law? Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, the founder of Youngevity, is one of the his existence on the planet is one of the reasons you can go to a health food store or online and buy vitamins. The pharmaceutical industry in Europe and in other parts of the world is trying to restrict.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this, folks. And again, the Alex Pack is the one that has the Osteo FX, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Essential Fatty Acids, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. Discounted, and your purchase supports the broadcast. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for this segment and part of the next, we're going to take some phone calls for Dr. Glidden. And then I'm going to get into unbelievable news about the global banker dictatorship in the mainstream media, the executive privilege being claimed by Obama. This is total Nixonian type activity. That is all coming up. We've got Patrick Henningsen's article, Obama Hides Behind Executive Privilege and Damage Control Over Fast and Furious, breaking at InfoWars.com right now. So he's acting like a dictator more and more. Nixon didn't get away with it and committed far less crimes than Obama. And I'm no Nixon fan. Going back to Dr. Peter Glidden here with us today, host of Fire MD Radio, here on Genesis Weekdays. Find out more at GCNLive.com. Let's go to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm calling in because, you know, I was sitting here listening to what he was saying about, you know, the MDs and whatnot. And, you know, I sort of find it crazy how, you know, they're able to get away with this shit. But at the same time, you know, I started thinking back to my past and how, you know, it is relevant how things are happening out there. You know, I've been on medicine practically my whole life due to ADHD and, you know, short attention span and whatnot and being hyper and whatnot. But, you know, they put me on Dexedrine, Depakote, Prozac, and, you know, had my family sign waivers saying that if something happened to me or if I happened to immediately get ill, that they wouldn't be held responsible.
You know, that's so, a good point, caller. I appreciate your points on that. We got to move quick here. But, yeah, these drugs aren't even approved for children, but they give them to millions of them, and they have you sign waivers. And the children are drinking red dye, high fructose corn syrup, GMO, watching television all day, bouncing off the walls. And there's never a discussion of nutrition. Let's put them on amphetamine to burn their brains out because, you know, speed burns you out after a while. Let's put them on psychotropics and then watch suicide explode. I mean, this is sick what they're doing, doctor.
Yeah, and I'm the quack, right? My profession is the quack. As God is my witness, the only people selling snake oil in this country have MD after their name.
And because it's Rockefeller medicine to carry out eugenics, they've got a license to kill.
Yeah, they do. 780,000 people a year killed by MD-directed treatments. And when we get sick, what do? We still go to the MDs because we don't know there's an alternative. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, in order to survive on planet Earth, you got to find water and purify it. You got to live in houses, heat them and cool them. You got to eliminate waste. Well, there's one more thing you need to do. You need to secure all 90 essential nutrients and swallow them every day. If you do not do this, it is only a matter of time until something breaks.
Folks used to make fun. Absolutely, doctor, go ahead.
One Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month will change your life, because it will be the first time your body has had all of the nutrients your body needs, and that is a game changer. One Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Try it. You do not know what you're missing.
Let's jam in. Barbara in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex, Dr. Glidden. My husband and I have been on the Alex pack for 10 days, and oh my goodness, it's absolutely tremendous. Our symptoms are going away. I've been on different supplements for 40 years, and I've never tried anything that you know, makes me feel good. This is absolutely great. My question, though, specifically is, my husband's been on also antidepressants and anxiety for 40 years. And what a product do you have, if you have one, that we can specifically take for that? And is it possible to get them off of these medicines?
Yeah, tell you what, ma'am, I want to come back from break and have this answered then. Stay there. This is important. But I'm going to say this. I'm not going to get into the whole MD world and, you know, tell people what they should do if they're taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I know what medical doctors have said here. You better go off them very slowly if you do, because they will give you a serious chemical imbalance. And I know there's St. John's wort and so many other things that in double-blind studies have done better than Prozac. Look those up for yourself. I'm not going to give you advice, but we'll see what Dr. Glidden says. Stay there. Barbara, straight ahead. We'll be back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got joining us here in about 25 minutes, Mark Moreno from Rio de Janeiro at the Earth Summit World Government Meeting with big breaking news. I got a bunch of other news I want to hit here in just a moment. We're almost out of time with our guest here today, and there's so many points I want to go over with him. Barbara in Virginia, you're on the air with Dr. Peter Glidden. You had just talked about your husband on antidepressants for decades, and if there was anything natural that could replace that. And again, we can't give you medical advice here, at least I can't over the air. I know what medical doctors have said about Prozac. You better go off drugs like that very slowly, or it can cause a serious problem. They're very toxic, but I know there's a lot of herbs and things that I've seen in mainstream news, like St. John's warts and other things, that did much better in double-blind studies than Prozac and things like that. So let's go back to Doc to answer her question, and then let Barbara from Virginia have a follow-up comment. Go ahead.
All right, very good. So from our point of view, the leading cause of anxiety is not enough calcium. It's a calcium deficiency. It's not a Prozac deficiency. It's a calcium deficiency. So if you have anxiety or panic attacks, then the first thing to think about is there's not enough calcium in the body. But really what we do, you know, if you have a problem with your bones, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra bone support. If you have a problem with your liver, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra liver support. It's not rocket science. So in this case, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra stuff for your brain and central nervous system. So the best product that I've seen for that is something called Renew IQ. So, and I would double down on the calcium dose for 2 months. So take the Alex pack, one extra bottle of calcium, and the Renew IQ. And if you, in addition to that, become gluten-free, it's really important that you stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. This whole program will work much better and much faster. And when you do this program for 60 days, Then you can go to a pharmacist and have the pharmacist give you a reduction schedule for your prescription medicines. Start to withdraw with a professional supervision and see how you feel. You do not have depression because you have a bad gene.
Hey, I saw a mainstream article last week I meant to cover where even mainline MDs were having to admit that a lot of people they say are schizophrenic or people that they say have mental illnesses or depressed, they were admitting that it was mercury poisoning in some cases or Lyme's disease. I was reading in some states they estimate up to half the population has a Lyme's infection. And when they go into the MDs, they send them to a psychiatrist and they've got people in the funny farm with Lyme's disease. They find out, put them on antibiotics, and they're not schizophrenic anymore. I saw that last week.
Well, you know where Lyme disease came from? First case of Lyme disease was in 1975 in Lyme, Connecticut. You know what's 10 miles away from Lyme, Connecticut across the
Atlantic Ocean?
Plum Island, baby.
Well, you know why I was looking into Lyme's disease?
It's a government facility. Yeah.
You know why I was looking into it?
You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, who?
No, I'll tell you why I'm looking into it.
Plum Island. Yeah, I've treated more cases of Lyme disease than any other naturopath in history. I had a private practice in Cape Cod, Massachusetts for 12 years. It's like the second highest density of Lyme disease on the planet. On Plum Island, in the government research facility, they had a separate wing for tick-borne diseases. And then all of a sudden in 1975, we have Lyme disease. Where the heck did it come from? Yeah, I tell you where it came from. It came from Plum Island. It was a government-created
bug. Well, wasn't it deer swimming across? I mean, just a mile or so to the mainland?
Well, yeah, that's how they got out, because one of the ways that the Lyme parasite persists is it lives in a tick that feeds off of the blood of the deer. And then the microorganism, the spirochete, goes into the blood of the deer, and then, it's a whole life cycle. But, yeah, that's how it got away. Yeah, but all of a sudden, in 1975, there's a tick-borne disease that never occurred before. Lyme disease is in the same category of illness as syphilis is. Syphilis has been around forever. And it's the same microorganism that caused it, but Lyme disease only since 1975. Don't you think that's...
Let me ask you a question. What do you do naturally? Because the MDs won't even tell you if you have Lyme disease most of the time. They want to put you on drugs. They want to keep you sick. If you do get Lyme disease, what's the healthy way to deal with it?
Well, you want to take the Healthy Alex Pack, because everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients. And this is a holistic phenomenon, folks. You need to have everything, all the pieces need to be in place. You need
so you're
to have
saying the general public is debilitated. That's why things like this are able to affect them?
Everybody is undernutrified. Everybody is nutritionally deficient. Every single solitary person on the planet is eating the wrong food most of the time and is completely nutritionally deficient. When you clean your diet up and take the proper supplementation, most of your health concerns.
All right, we've got it at InfoWarsTeam.com. I'll have to look into that. Ma'am, does that answer your question about your husband and whatever prescription drugs he's taking for...
Great, that's going to do it. I'm going to, and as I could tell everyone, just to go try the Alex Pack, you would be amazed at the results. It is, I can't believe what's happening. Finally feeling good.
All right, thank you so much. And again, that's just what we're calling it at InfoWarsTeam.com, that Dr. Wallach says is the most important group of vitamins and minerals to take. We're just calling that particular pack the Alex Pack to explain that. I want to go to a bunch of other calls here. I could have you on all day. I've got to get to another guest and all this news. But it makes my head spin here to think about. Here's an example. My dad, growing up in East Texas, we have a ranch out there, and there's a large black community out there. And the family's friends with all these black families that have been out there forever. And there's all these old black women that routinely live to be 85, 90, 100, 105 years old. And, of course, the old-time white folks did this, too. But people make fun of them locally, going and digging out the clay, certain clays, and then taking it home and eating it. And the old black women swear that you need that clay to be healthy. They don't even, in the wives' tales, even know what minerals were at that time. But that's what the old timers would do. They would grind bone meal into all the bread that has the minerals in it. There's an example right there of what the old timers knew. And here are these black women living to be 100 years old routinely. But then black folks in the cities today are dying at what, average age of about 65?
Yeah, and the MDs say it's genetic, and it's not. And that makes you, Alex Jones, the smartest man in class because you are 100% spot on. There's only one place that minerals are found. It's in the soil. But minerals are not evenly spread out in the soil. So unless you are collecting minerals from some source like clay or, you know, the longevity supplements and swallowing them, you have a mineral deficiency. And it is just a matter of time until something breaks. And one of the keys to long life is mineralization of the human body.
So, I mean, I would imagine those black women eating clay, that probably went all the way back thousands of years to Africa.
Yeah, I mean, it's the body knows what the body knows, especially when you get out of the way. And I was given a lecture, I think, in Utah, a number of years ago, and I was talking about the whole mineral thing, and a woman sprang up in the back row. She raised her hand, and I normally don't take questions, but she was going crazy. And I said, "What?" And she said, "I have to tell you this, Dr. Glidden. When I have never told anybody else this. When I was pregnant, I used to sneak out of my house in the middle of the night and go to this one piece of property that we had and eat the dirt. And my baby was healthy." And I said, "Well, yeah, your body was telling you what you needed to do."
No, but a lot of women have that phenomenon of going out and their olfactory nerve picks it up and eating dirt. I mean, that's very common.
Yeah, and the reason that we're inclined to do this is because there's stuff in the dirt that the body needs because we are so unbelievably under-nutrified.
Well, birds eat dirt.
And it is the obesity. Weight gain is not a disease of excess. Obesity is a deficiency disease. Obesity is a deficiency disease. When your body runs out of the stuff that it needs, the 90 essential nutrients, it knows that it is running on fumes, and it is afraid because it knows your heart's going to go. It knows your liver's going to go. It knows your brain's going to go. So it forces you to eat in the desperate attempt to fill the nutrient tank up. But the food that you're eating doesn't have the nutrients in it that you need. And so you go to Olive Garden, you eat 2,000 calories, and 2 hours later, you're hungry again. And then your MD tells you your stomach's too big, or you're lazy, or you don't exercise enough. And it's wrong. The only reason we gain weight is we eat too many calories. And the only reason we eat too many calories is because we are running.
Amazing. Let's jam in another call here. This is amazing info. Riley in Detroit, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I had a question for Dr. Glidden. I've used the plant-derived minerals for a while now, and I noticed on the back there's some trace elements of, like, lead and arsenic. I was wondering if you could touch on that and just to make sure it's safe. And really, I didn't understand what that was.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we do a lot of myth-busting here in this business, and I spend a lot of time myth-busting what conventional MDs do, but there are a lot of myths in holistic medicine as well. Lead is necessary for DNA synthesis. You need it. Arsenic is necessary to keep your immune system healthy. And actually, one of the leading, they don't do it in that many hospitals anymore because, you know, it's not a conventional drug. But arsenic is a really good treatment for leukemia. It's a really good treatment for some forms of leukemia. You can take too much of anything, right? Too much sunlight will kill you. Too much water will kill you. Too much lead is bad for you. Too much arsenic is bad for you.
Well, Doc, tell me if I'm wrong, because I looked into this too, and there's some other vitamin companies that do it as well. This tiny trace amounts, because it's needed to trigger the other minerals and vitamins together. It doesn't unlock the key unless there's that tiny trace amount. And then just like mercury that's in fish, mercury's really bad for you, but it's bound to the fish.
Well, you should have been a doctor, Alex. I mean, you're again the smartest man in class.
That's just the research. No, I mean, I've just read research papers.
Well, look, I'm telling you, man, you are absolutely right. The body needs a little bit of lead. It needs a little bit of arsenic. It needs a little bit of minerals that most people would incorrectly consider toxic. It's not the mineral. It's how much you take. And if you don't have enough, it's a much bigger problem than getting too much.
Does that answer your question, Riley?
Yeah, I got another quick question for you real quick. I've been taking, like, Ezekiel bread, and I was just wondering what you thought about that stuff.
What do you think of the stuff
that's... Don't do it. Don't do it. Nothing with wheat, nothing with barley, nothing with rye, and nothing with oats. And I have go to fireyourmdnow.com, and there's a whole video against that called Against the Grain.
All right. It's amazing. Great. Amazing info. I got to let Dr. Glidden go because I got a bunch of news and another guest. Oh, man, this show is just going by so fast, and I've got so much news we got to get into. Makes my head spin. By the way, we do have that Mars attack video where I'm making the point of they announce the drones, they announce they're armed, they start arresting people on their farms and ranches with them. It's in the Associated Press, Reuters. Legislation gets introduced to say they can't do this because the military can't operate domestically. Police shouldn't have armed drones. And they had literally more than 500 articles in the last week, 300 the last 2 days, a bunch of them saying, I'm crazy, I'm a liar. I could spend hours on this, but I got other news I've got to get to. And that Drudge is evil for covering drones and that it's not happening. They actually say it's a hoax. There's no drones. Because they know people now had a backlash. They're like, oh, no, no, it doesn't exist. Crazy people, crazy people. And that's the equivalent of Mars attacks. You know, this is a real military tactic. At Waco, they're ramming the church, burning it, machine gunning people, the flare footage shows, announcing, come out with your hands up. We are your friends. Tokyo Rose, you know, in all these different wars, they have loudspeakers in World War One on both sides saying, come out, we're your friends, then shoot them when they do. This is a military tactic you use on enemies. So here we have the drones. This is satire before the New York Times runs with this. Here we have the drones over Vegas helping the population and telling everybody, don't run. We are your friends. Here it is.
Don't run. We are your friends.
And again, let's play that one more time from the start. Because this is the proof that the Martians are our friends. If they ever, if Martians were real and they landed with a bunch of drones and we're hitting people with a particle beam instead of sodium fluoride and GMO food, and everybody starts dying, they would just announce, we don't run, we're your friends. And the American people and people of Europe are programmed. They'd say, oh, really? You just vaporized that guy, but you said you're my friend. The government is here to help you. Obama shipped guns to Mexico and got caught lying about it to blame the Second Amendment because he cares about us. He paid $20+ billion of our tax money to ship General Motors to China because he is our friend. Here is the proof. The Martians say so. Here it is.
Don't run. We are your friends.
I mean, they say they're our friends. I mean, it's true. It's a conspiracy theory to say that anyone would lie to you. They are our friends. There are no drones. There are no drones. There are no drones. They said so. You know, I thought I'd go over that then, since they say they don't exist. Document cam, please. Before I get to all the news today, I mean, I only printed like 15 or so of the articles where it doesn't exist and I'm bad and evil, and so is the evil Matt Drudge. Listen to this. Los Angeles Times, police employ Predator drone spy plane on the home front. And it goes from the Air Force Base in North Dakota, help local police with surveillance, raising questions, and it goes on about the arrest of those people. Okay, that's LA Times, and this came out December 10th, 2011. There's been more cases since then. Oh, here's Wired Magazine. Drones set to invade national and state parks, 64 bases to surveil the surrounding areas. Oh, here's BBC. Spying on Europe's farms with satellites and drones. Ongoing. Exact same thing. Runoff from cows, dust, huge fines, BBC. May I heard of them. Oh, here is the Associated Press. Drones at home raise fear of surveillance society and goes on to admit they're arming them and everything else. In fact, where's my stack of armed drone articles? You can just type in police getting armed drones and you'll get CBS News, Associated Press. Here it is. Revealed 64 bases on American soil for drones. Wired Magazine. Here's another one. Senate bill aims to crack down on domestic drone surveillance. Oh, I thought that didn't exist. First American arrested by aid of drone argues Fourth Amendment violation. New American. That just came out yesterday. Doesn't exist, though. It's just everything's fine. Don't run. We are your friends. The military's plan for drones at homes. PBS. Doesn't exist, though. Talk of drones patrolling U.S. skies spawns anxiety. They're already patrolling. They had one crash last week in Maryland. Drones flying, the unfriendly skies, on and on and on. And I got a CBS article here where they admit Texas police getting armed drones. I mean, this is all here. Here's another one. Is that really just a fly? Swarms of cyborg insect drones are the future of military surveillance. Now, here is the stack right here of news. This is just some of it saying I am a liar. And there's no drones watching farmers. Oh, no. And they go, that particular case was humans in aircraft for the EPA spying on farmers and ranchers. But it doesn't matter because our article linked to drones. Some trouble connecting in Rio de Janeiro at the Earth Summit Plus 20 disgusting global government conference. If he doesn't get on in the next 30 minutes, that's okay, because we'll get him tomorrow. Moncton's on Friday. They're both there. They've got breaking news. But he's having something technical on his end, so we're tracking it right now. He could be on with us any minute. Let me finish up with drones. I want to get into secret EU summit document shows first step towards banking union. Oh, that's my exact words for a decade. Implode Europe, implode the U.S., implode North America, implode Asia. All the others are just satellites. The trilateral plan, merge the three mega blocks. I read that from a book written in 1971. We didn't intend to do a plug here, but it's available at Infowars.com. Back in print, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, Gary Allen with Larry Abraham. 1971, I read this in the late 80s when I was a teenager. Amazing, but side issue. The point is, I'm going to get to that in a moment. So I just went over just a quick reprint of just stuff the last few weeks about arresting people with drones, watching farms, spy satellites watching people, Denver Post, government agents from the EPA, in Cessnas flying around. Now they're buying drones. That's the big announcement. $40-plus billion to buy tens of thousands of them. Washington Post reporting it. And so there was a big backlash. Drones were one of the big hot items, just like TSA groping. People are angry. State reps were coming out. Congress, Rand Paul in the Senate, members in the House. Legislation to say you can't have the Department of Defense involved domestically and you can't have drones without warrants. Oh! If you type in drones today into a search engine, there's over 500 articles in the last week. If you type in drones and click Google News. And I spent over an hour and a half this morning scanning through them. A lot of them are the same articles republished, just saying none of this exists. And crazy people, bad people made it up. Now, you've heard them announce the drones. You've heard them push them. You've heard local police and governors and all saying how great it's going to be to have armed drones. And then you're told none of it exists. Here is the Missoulian newspaper out of the Billings Gazette. Rob Berg backs off claim of EPA drone surveillance. And then they actually, later in the article, just say, oh, well, this particular operation wasn't drones. It was Cessnas with EPA people watching the ranchers and farmers to start writing them giant tickets. If any brown water, you know, where cows are walking around by creeks, runs off, giant fines. Remember last year they were giving $2,000 a day fines for dust in barns? Hay dust is now evil. But big giant agro, they're exempt. And it goes on, the drone story has been circulating for several days in the right-wing media before he wrote Jackson, because it's a big thing in Montana. Conservative talk radio host Alex Jones, that's because Obama's in office. If I criticize Romney if he gets in office, I'll now be a hardcore Marxist, they'll say in the news. It's always the same. Because you got to be a conservative or a liberal, not just a common sense guy that wants freedom, with no agenda but freedom. Conservative talk show host Alex Jones published a bogus drone story. I published a bogus drone story. There's no link, by the way. When they link to InfoWars, it's just to InfoWars. Our articles were linked, by the way, to government and media press releases. They just linked our site and say we're bogus. That's why you're discredited. That's why InfoWars is a lot bigger than your little nothing rag. You may dance around all day that you're the establishment media. It's over. We make mistakes sometimes, and this wasn't one of them. But you guys do what you do on purpose, don't you? Conservative talk radio host Alex Jones published the bogus drone story on his website, InfoWars.com, on June 4th, complete with a photograph of a military drone flying through the blue skies. Funny, I just showed you LA Times, Wired Magazine, you name it, about thousands of military drones operating inside the United States and people getting arrested, citizens, with local police liaisoning with the Air Force drones. I mean, I just read to you mainstream articles about 64 bases at national parks to fly around the surrounding areas. But again, don't run. We are your friends. It doesn't exist. So we've got that report. Here is Media ITE. Pew! Those unmanned EPA drones. Can you guys cue up the Megyn Kelly clip from the so-called news show there on Comedy Central? Those unmanned EPA drones spying on farmers were really just manned airplanes. Oh, and it goes on that Matt Drudge, just the one with Matt Drudge, and there's a bunch of them, and Alex Jones, boy, they got caught. So did Fox News. Boy, they got, there's no drones. And there's articles out there about drone hoax exposed. It never happened. Really? Now, there's no drones arresting people in North Dakota because they supposedly rustled cows. There's not drones watching people. That's not happening. Even though there's literally hundreds of articles admitting it. Remember the salacious story from several weeks ago that the United States Environmental Protection Agency was using unmanned drones, much like the ones used in war on terror, to spy on Midwestern farmers? You might have seen the story reported on Fox News and corrected today below. Yeah, because they told them, oh, those were actually manned ones in that operation. And by the way, Fox wasn't even wrong. They just do that. They tell her, read off the teleprompter, say you're wrong. And now there's no drones. There's no airport checkpoints either. There's no highway checkpoints either. There's no Obama Fast and Furious. It didn't happen. It was all a hoax. He didn't do anything wrong. It was also reported in The Daily Show and on other blogosphere. And The Washington Post reports the story simply wasn't true. The EPA isn't using drone aircraft anywhere at all. Really, I just got a whole bunch of articles saying they're buying a bunch of them. I mean, this is crazy. The story originally appeared on several blogs, picking up traction after the Drudge Report linked to InfoWars article on the story. Fox News, America Live eventually did a report, which were covered here, featuring host Megyn Kelly and Stuart Varney decrying the idea of unmanned drones would be used to enforce EPA regulations. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw articles a few weeks ago where the EPA, in fact, guys, look this up, EPA to use drones to check for pollution. I mean, I saw that article. Just type it in. I'm just going from memory. EPA to use drones to track pollution. They were saying it. I mean, again, this is how they, and you watch, the drones are being rolled out, and we'll be sitting here in a few years with them flying over us, and they'll say, oh, well, of course, we always were going to use the drones on you. They do this to neutralize opposition. When they see opposition forming, they neutralize it, saying, there's no fight. TSA says, we don't grope. We don't grope. None of that's going on. None of that's happening. And then remember, oh, we're not groping old ladies in the private room. Turns out they are. Oh, there's no radiation from the scanners. We're not searching kids under age 11. Turns out they are. They lie. They lie to you. And again, our article on the subject, we wrote a couple of them, links through to the announcements of the drones for law enforcement and EPA operations. Snapping photos of livestock farms from an airplane is legal and cost-effective way to help protect Nebraska and Iowa streams from runoff contamination, say officials of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The agency's aerial surveillance program came under scrutiny last week when Nebraska congressional delegation sent a joint letter to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson. The elected officials asked Jackson to reply by June 10th to 25 questions, including whether federal law allowed such surveillance. On Friday, EPA officials in the agency's Region 7 office provided written response, and it goes on. And again, they're announcing that all of this, drones are already being used to arrest people on their farms. I mean, what about that? Let's continue right here. Oh, but none of this is happening. Here's another one out of the Washington Post. Reining in the rumor about EPA drones. Yeah, and the NSA, too. They're not spying on you, even though they admit they are. Yeah, let's rein that in. Or the rumor that Google's really NSA, which is now admitted. Or the rumor years ago that Google was stealing people's passcodes with their little mobile trucks, now admitted. Or the rumor. False reports on EPA drones over Midwest farms alarm public. That's another article here out of MidwestDemocracy.com. And they just go on to say, none of it's true. There's no drones. Here's another one out of the Los Angeles Times. Lie about EPA spy drone thrives in right-wing blogosphere. I mean, they're announcing 30,000 drones in the Washington Post to surveil everything. I remember your articles 5 years ago about spy satellites being used to watch people and farmers in Colorado. I just read the BBC where it's happening in Europe, and they just say it doesn't exist. See, that's the tactic. Roll it out. There's opposition. Oh, we never said that. Did you hear the one about the EPA spy drones that are darkening the skies over America's farms and ranches? And it goes on. No, that is not up for a funny punchline. There really have been reports of drones casting their evil robotic eyes down on the heartland. Hey, guys, type in the article about the drone crashing last week. Wasn't that in Maryland or the one in Colorado that almost ran into the passenger jet? I mean, oh, none of that's happening. And they have a graphic here that says, see, they're real. One of them EPA spy drones was hovering right above the barn, and I blasted to kingdom come. The evil man, see, he's stupid. Drone, that was Grandpa's fancy antique weather vane. She knows best, that idiot with a gun. She'll show him. How's your testosterone level doing? Keep drinking your BPA. They are simply another example of paranoid political lunacy being magnified a million times by the blogosphere and Twitter. And it goes on to demonize anybody that covered it or went over it. So again, you heard them. There are no drones. They're not watching you. The EPA is doing nothing. I mean, yeah, they got manned aircraft up there watching you, but that's not a big deal. It's not drones, even though they're arresting people on their farms with them. But hey, what's wrong with that? Cattle buzz by government flights, but not by drones. Miami Herald. So see, everything's fine. Go back to sleep. We call this now drone denial. And it just goes on from there. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me move right along to this little tidbit. This is out of the London Telegraph. Headline, secret EU summit document shows first step in banking union. We have it blurbed at Infowars.com. Here is the full article. London Telegraph exclusive. Exclusive secret EU summit document shows first step to banking union. That's, you can actually pull up our articles where we've called it that. It is a banking coup d'etat, total takeover designed to implode Europe. A classified draft of next week's EU summit conclusions is the first step on an emerging roadmap, that's a quote, to a banking union pooling debt via Eurobonds and political union via EU treaty change over the next 10 years. The text, published exclusively in the Daily Telegraph, is secret, restricted for eyes only of diplomats and officials preparing the 28 and 29 June European Council in Brussels. Most of the text, the annexed compact for growth and jobs, are deals on project bonds and other small-scale EU initiatives at Frans Koos Hollande is trumpeting in his 120 billion euro growth pack. The first, which, of course, would be loaned by the bankers out of fiat. You loan the bankers money, loan it back to you at interest. The first draft is relatively unconventional because the euro, bond, and banking union issues are currently all too sensitive to be committed to paper for officials. Other so-called non-papers are circulating at top-secret level between the national capitals and Brussels. The difficult issues not included in the draft are PM items, Prime Minister, in the draft, other financial stability measures, and PEC report on EMU. Let me turn the page there. Yeah, just move it over to the right a little bit, because when it's cut off there on the edge, you can't really fully read that for people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you. And then it just continues into the article. And I guess in the printout here, I didn't get the final page of that. Will you guys reprint this for me? Because I have InfoWars version and their version, but not the actual article. Here you go. I'll just give it to you. Or if you just put it on screen, I could probably just read it off the screen. This is breaking right now here on air. If we can just put this back up where I can read it, I'll just read it off air. That's why I was having to say that, so I can actually just read this. I'll be able to do that right here. But the point is that they're announcing that banks are going to basically run everything, and that the government of Europe is just an unelected bureaucracy with ceremonial organizations that are in place there. The EU Parliament is just ceremonial. They just sit there. And again, we'll put that article. Can you guys put the Telegraph back up on screen for me? I don't need it reprinted. If we can just put it back on screen, that'll just be unbelievably awesome. There it is. Okay, fine. Just scroll it up. I could probably read it still. And then it goes over the whole map. There's a map right there, how the banks are going to run it. And the Council of Europe that's unelected. And then, of course, they have the Parliament. But again, they don't have any power. Countries can send their minions, but the unelected bureaucrats are exempt from their own taxes and their own laws. It's all right there in the Council of Europe. And it says in the documents that the big banks, I remember reading it this morning, basically will completely rule everything. And it's a banking union, a government of, for, and by the banks. And again, now The Economist magazine and others have openly bragged about this some. Translated from Brussels jargon, the PEC president of the European Council report will be Herman Van Rompuy's preliminary text of the future of economic and monetary union. This will be circulated in sealed envelopes next week, because the slaves aren't allowed to see it, but it's been leaked. The separate text will be roadmap to banking union, polling debt via some kind of euro bonds, we knew this was coming, and political union via EU treaty over the next 10 years. So go into debt to bail out the bankers predominantly. The media tells you you're doing this because you're lazy and that the debt's yours. Then you create euro bonds to pay the bankers back interest because you bailed them out. That's how this works, if you can imagine that. It is unbelievably off the charts crazy. Now, continuing here with the news, Obama has announced executive privilege and says Congress, just like Nixon said, has no power to see the documents he said didn't exist. He's been caught lying about that, completely Nixonian. And the question is he above the law? He says he can kill U.S. citizens without a judge, jury, trial, or arrest. He says that our military is under UN command. He says he's God. And as much as I love to hate Obama, he's just a puppet. This is what the criminal interests that have merged with this global corporate empire want for this country. And they say, despite the fact Obama's declared executive privilege, they are going to still bring Holder before them and still going to have a contempt vote. So it's on now. This is the perfect time for Obama to start a new war or stage a terror attack and blame it on his political enemies. Here's Fox News. Isha pushes ahead with Holder contempt vote despite Obama intervention. Representative Daryl Issa said Wednesday that he is pressing ahead with a committee vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress despite an 11-hour move by President Obama to exert executive privilege over the Fast and Furious documents at the heart of the dispute. Will not produce the documents. And they can't believe that people would actually call them on something. Why don't they just say in the news, there's a hoax. ATF doesn't exist. Obama doesn't exist. Just like the drones. They just spent 6 months telling us they're going to run our lives with drones. Scary that the TSA was grubbing people, but they've said they don't do that, even though it's on thousands of videos. So I feel better now. They also say mercury isn't bad for you in the vaccines, delivered right into the bloodstream. So I guess everything's okay. And they also said that, you know, Al-Qaeda is good now and can basically take over countries. They were bad, but now the media says they're the good guys in Syria and Libya. So I don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda anymore. And, you know, like I said, they say they're not launching drones anymore. They'd said it over and over again, but I guess that was a mistake because they say now there's the drone stuff's kooky. I mean, if you're trendy and cool, you don't even recognize drones. In fact, if one flies over your house, you didn't see it. because you're not a crazy person. You're a trendy, cool person that thinks everything's fine. You know, also, I want to apologize. When the Stuxnet came out last year, we came out and said it was Israel and the U.S. government launching it because we had IT experts on who'd identified and analyzed it. And we said it was used to shut down the Iranian nuclear program. Of course, here's the Washington Post now agreeing and saying we were right and breaking it because they say so. U.S.-Israel developed flame computer virus to slow Iranian nuclear efforts, and it's part of the Stuxnet. But again, I want to apologize that I was right and say I was wrong. Okay. Because the government says we should give our rights up on the web because of Stuxnet that they launched, just like they run Al-Qaeda, but we should give our rights up because Al-Qaeda, we need to be groped by TSA, but they're not groping us because they said so, because don't run, we are your friends. I mean, they're good people. They care about us. They ship guns into Mexico to help people get the evil guns confiscated here. Here's some good news. Monsanto faced with paying $7.5 billion back to farmers. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article, and it links through to the different articles down in Latin America. Monsanto may soon be forced to pay as much as $7.5 billion back to farmers who say that megacorporation took their rightfully earned income and taxed their small businesses to financial shambles. Yeah, because the seeds don't produce new seeds. It all started with a monumental lawsuit launched by over 5 million farmers against Monsanto, looking to recover financial losses from ridiculous seed taxes that bankrupted many families down in Brazil. Back in April, a Brazilian court ruled that Monsanto absolutely was responsible for paying back the exorbitant amounts of cash back to farmers, ordering the company to issue back all the taxes collected since 2004, a minimum of $2 billion. Afterwards, Monsanto appealed the decision, and the case is now suspended until further hearing is instituted by the Justice Tribune, the local court stationed in Rio Grande do Sul. And it just goes on. You should read that full article. The value involves could total $15 billion of their currency, equals $7.5 billion U.S. And it just goes on. I mean, Monsanto's got some really monopolistic practices. And, well, they're nice people, though. They did bring us Agent Orange, dioxin, and aspartame. They got aspartame approved. They bought the company Searle that had it. And they're just good people. They're good people. When their crops infect yours, they trespass, take your crop, find 1% of their genetics in it, and then have courts they own rule against you, and they're trespassing, and they take your property. And I think that's good, because they're our friends. They said, don't run, we are your friends. I see their billboards up on the highway. Says they're friendly. Says they want to help us. Says they care about us. I mean, it must be true. These are good people. Very good people. I mean, look at how much they're helping Greece. Greece's ailing economy grinds to halt. Turns out all that austerity stalled their economy further, so they can't pay back the debt. That was the plan. That's what the bankster gangsters do.